Welcome to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Tonight we're bringing you the opening day of the Yomiuri Giants hosting the Yokohama Bay Stars. The starting lineups for tonight for the Yokohama Bay Stars, they'll be sending up Ishii Takuro leading off and playing shortstop. Next up, Koike in left field. Shinjo bats third, playing right. Sayaki, cleanup, playing first base. WBC, a very important player, Tamura, playing center field, bats fifth. Taneda bats sixth, playing second base. Murata plays third, batting seventh. Number eight is the catcher, Aikawa. And on the mound, here on opening day, is the Bay Stars ace, Miura. For the Giants, they'll be sending Uehara to the mound with catcher, Abe. Over at first base, Lee Sonyop. At second base, from the Chibolote Marines, Kosaka. On third base will be Kokubo. At shortstop, Nioka. In left field will be Shimizu. Then Takahashi in center field this year. And Kamei in right. The order for the Giants will be Shimizu batting first, Kosaka second, Nioka third, Lee batting fourth, Takahashi Yoshinobu bats fifth, followed by Kokubo, Abe, Kamei, and pitcher Uehara. Uehara is throwing his warm-up pitches now, as we're a couple minutes away from start of the game. And I'll be right back when the first pitch is ready to go. We'll be right back. Okay, we're ready for action here at Tokyo Dome. Uehara has finished his warm-up pitches. Ishii Takedo stands in. Umpire says play ball. And the first pitch at 6:01 p.m. just misses outside for ball one. And the Central League. First game between the Yomiuri Giants and Bay Stars is underway. Uehara's second offering swung on and lined up the middle and in there for a base hit. The right fielder comes over and in front of Yoshinobu fields the ball, fires into second as Ishii holds it first with a leadoff single. That was Kamei covering a lot of ground there in right center field. Cutting off center fielder Takahashi Yoshinobu. And that'll bring up number two batting left fielder Koike. Runner at first base, nobody out for the Bay Stars. Throw over to first base, and Ishii is back. At second base for the Giants is former Chibolote Marine Kosaka. Another throw to first. Ishii dives back in under the tag. Kosaka taking the second base position away from longtime Yomiuri Giant Nishi. And I have a call. Hello, welcome to Pro Yaki Live. Let's see. I thought I had a call. Another throw over to first. Ishii dives back in there. Next pitch, bunted up the first base side. Uehara fields the ball. His only play is to first base. Ishii sacrificed to second. And we have one away here in the first inning. And Kinjo coming up to bat. Kinjo, also a member of the Japan WBC team. The first offering is in there for a called strike one. Next pitch misses inside. Kinjo bailing out of the pitch. The next offering swung on and lifted to foul territory. Catcher Abe starts to give chase, but that's going to go over the screen and into the stands. Strike two to Kinjo. The font on the back of the Giants uniforms looks new this year. Has more points, more similar to the front of the uniform. Next pitch fouled off and out of play. Count remains, two strikes, one ball to Kinjo. The next offering swung on and fouled off. The third baseman giving chase. And in the third baseman base coach, Kokubo has it for out number two. That'll bring up cleanup batter, first baseman Sayaki. The 35-year-old Sayaki, this is his 14th year of professional baseball. Muta starting to get ready in the third base dugout. First pitch to Sayaki in there down the middle for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and lifted back. Abe looks at the ball. This is going over the backstop. Two quick strikes on Sayaki. We have runner at second base, two down. Number four batting Sayaki up to bat for Yokohama here in the top of the first inning at Tokyo Dome. Uehara on the mound for the Yomiuri Giants. Checks the runner at second, and the third offering swung on and hit off of Uehara's shin. Kosaka makes a great play to get to the deflected ball between first and second. Ishii rounds third kind of wide, heads back without a throw. And Sayaki has himself a base hit off the pitcher. And trainer's going to go out to have a look at Uehara, make sure he's okay. Trainer has some cold spray, spraying it on his shin. Comebacker off the right shin, right under the knee it looks like. This would be a very bad time to lose Uehara for the Giants. He's staying out there. He's going to throw a couple of practice pitches, make sure he's still okay. And Uehara is throwing the ball. And he looks okay. He says, yeah. So, runners at the corners now with two down for the Bay Stars. And center fielder Tamura coming up to the plate. Tamura made a few believers of the Japanese team when he hit a home run to center field at Petco Field. Deepest part of a very odd-shaped stadium. The Japanese press said this was the stadium that Barry Bonds only has one home run in, or was it he hadn't homered in it yet? One or the other. So the Japanese press was very eager to compare Tamura to Bonds. Uehara fakes a throw to third, then throws over to first. Nobody moving. The first offering swung on and missed. A big swing by Tamura there. Forkball. Just dipping below the bat. Catcher sets up inside. Next pitch swung on, fouled off over the back screen. Two quick strikes on Tamura. Uehara's coming in there. And the third offering swung on and fell back directly to the backstop. Count remains two strikes, no balls. Uehara has cut ball, fork ball, slider, curve, and straight. Five pitch repertoire. Throw over to first base. Saiki back. Uehara looks in again. As a sign. And swung on and missed. Ball drops out of Abe's glove. Abe picks it up quickly, touches Tamura out. And the side is retired. So the Bay Stars get runners as far as first and third, but nothing to show for it. At the end of half an inning, there is no score. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the first inning with no score. The Yomiuri Giants will be sending up Shimizu, Kosaka, and Nioka to face Yokohama ace Miura. Miura Daisuke, this is his third year in a row as opening day pitcher for the Bay Stars, and his first pitch into Shimizu is in there for a called strike one. The second offering just misses down low, evening the count at 1-1. The third pitch misses up high, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Miura having to rework his delivery this year, as he used to have this double clutch with his leg. He now goes up, kicks it out, and comes down instead of holding it there. Next pitch misses for ball three. One strike, three balls. So after one strike, Miura misses with three pitches in a row. And the fifth offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Shimizu looks a little upset with himself for not getting a little more of that pitch. Up in the strike zone, down the middle. I think he wanted a little more of that. Bermuda on opening day, though, is winless. And the next offering misses low and inside, ball four. The leadoff batter is aboard for the Giants. And that'll bring up former Chibolote Marine, Kosaka. Kosaka taking the second base position away from Nishi. I'm sure this has some Giants fans rather upset. And Nishi is one of my favorite Giants. He is a really hard worker. Always gives it his all. Throw over to first base. Shimizu's back standing up. Giants this year, they're trying to get away from the image of being home run hitting Giants and more of a balanced team, a team that can drive in runs. First offering to Kosaka, misses up high, ball one. In fact, it seems to me that it took a few games to get a timely hit for the Giants last year. They had plenty of runs with home runs, but they couldn't get a timely hit. It was either a home run or nothing for the Giants much of last year. Next pitch in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Longtime Giant third baseman Hada, the Kantoku, the manager again for the Giants. Throw over to first, Shimizu dives back, safe. Hada had a bit of a disagreement with Giants owner Watanabe as manager of the Giants a few years ago. Next pitch in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, the count to Kosaka. And Hada made an ultimatum to Watanabe owner, which Watanabe took him up on. Hada leaving the Giants with a tear in his eye, as I don't think that he wanted to go. Then we had a couple of years of Horiuchi. Once Horiuchi was announced as the new manager, the entire staff quit. The next pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle. Miura reaches for the ball, but it goes under his glove, past second base bag, and into center field for a base hit. Shimizu holds at second base. So, the first two Giants reach base, and that'll bring up shortstop Nioka, with runners at first and second, and nobody out. As soon as all the Giants staff quit on the announcement of Horiuchi Kantoku, I knew that that was a very bad sign for the Giants. Horiuchi struggled for a couple of years, didn't get quite what the Giants wanted, finishing fifth place last year, and he's been let go. Hada invited back to manage. The first pitch to Nishioka, he squares to bunt, bunts the bunt ball up the third base side. Miura up with the ball, throws in time to first base, and the sacrifice is successful. Moving the sacrifice bunter to the number three spot. Looks like it paid off for the Giants so far here in the first inning. One out, runners now at first and second. And that'll bring up another former Chibolote Marine, Lee Sonyop. First pitch is in there for a called strike one to Lee. Many people critical of Lee jumping over to the Giants. Next pitch misses up high, ball one. Experience has shown that most foreigners who leave their ball clubs and go to the Giants do very poorly with the Giants. So pretty much everybody is sure that Lee is going to have a miserable season this year. Although, spring training and in the WBC, Lee has really shown that he can hit the ball. Next pitch misses high and inside, ball two, one strike, two balls to count. In the outfield, there's a poster with Lee's name on it saying, strongest batter. In Japanese. Next pitch, grounded up the right side and past a diving Taneda through into right field. Shimizu in to score. Kosaka rounds third and scores. The Giants up 2-0 on a ground ball through the right side by Lee. So, the sacrifice bunt in the number three position does pay off for the Giants here tonight with two big runs. That'll bring up Takahashi Yoshinobu, Giants center fielder in his ninth year. First pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. So the Giants take a quick 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning against Miura. The second offering swung on and hit deep to right field, but very foul. That had the distance. Yoshinobu suffered an injury to his right leg last year, missing quite a bit of it. Next pitch misses high and tight, appeal to the third base umpire, says left-handed Takahashi did not swing. Lee's base hit to the right side was with a drawn-in infield. Next pitch, and Yoshinobu reaches for it, slapping the ball the other way, past the third baseman and into left field for a base hit. So, that's the Giants' third hit of the inning. Combined with the walk, Giants up 2-0 here with runners at first and second now and just one out. There's a short powwow on the mound as the infielders all gather. Give Miura Daisuke some words of encouragement as Kokubo, former Fukuoka Daiei Hawk, stands in. Kokubo in his 13th year as a professional. Former home run king in the Pacific League. First pitch, swung on, a miss, strike one. Last year, 34 home runs, 87 RBIs with the Giants. Next pitch, misses high and tight. Ball one, 1-1 the count. To the right-handed slugger. Next offering, swung on and lifted to the right side. First baseman Saiki gives chase, but this ball goes into the stands. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. And Kosaka is on the bench. Oh, yeah, the Giants are batting still. Don't mind me. Next pitch, hit deep, but foul to left. This one just foul, just left of the foul pole. Got quite a few fans excited there. Just short of the second deck on the dome wall in left. Two strike, one ball to count. Next pitch lifted up. Aikawa going over toward the first base dugout gives chase. Saiki comes in, and it's Aikawa in front of the first base dugout who makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up catcher Abe. If he were to go to America, I'm sure everybody would call him Abe. Spelled A-B-E. Muta comes set. The first offering just misses outside. Ball one. Giants have runners at first and second. Two down now. We're on the bottom of the first inning. Giants have scored two runs. A leadoff base on balls to Shimizu. A base hit by Kosaka. Then a sacrifice by Nishioka put runners at second and third. Next pitch misses outside. Ball two to Abe. Then cleanup batter from the Chibolote Marines, Lee. Hits the ball through the drawn-in infield to the right side, scoring two. Third pitch to Abe, called strike one on the outside corner. Muta struggling here in the first inning for the Bay Stars. Fourth offering, called strike two. Up at the top of the strike zone. Two and two now the count to Abe. Muta has thrown 28 pitches this inning, 17 for strikes, 11 for balls. The 2-2 pitch just misses little high and outside. Ball three. That brings the count full for the first time tonight. So many Japanese games have many, many full counts. But the Pro Yaku Live game last week between the Eagles and Fighters only had a couple. relatively few. Throw over to second base. Lee back in, standing up. I'm really hoping to see more pitchers challenge batters and have less full count pitches this year. Nonetheless, the full count pitch to Abe swung on and grounded up the first baseline, but foul. Count remains full. Abe versus Muta was 2-for-5 last year. 400 pace with one home run, a solo shot being his only RBI. The full count pitch misses outside. Ball four. That loads the bases. To right fielder Kamei. Kamei, in his second year, played in only 20 games for the Giants last season. Was 6-for-42, a 143 average. The first pitch in there for a called strike one. So Kamei technically still a rookie. The second offering in there for a called strike two. Muta going right after the young Kamei. Hatakantoku thinks that he's going to have a breakout year. He was the number four draft pick for the Giants for the 2005 draft. Next pitch just misses down low. Two strikes, one ball the count. Kamei not fishing for it. Yakult currently leads Hanshin by a score of 1-0 in the second inning. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. 2-2 the count to Kamei. Ramirez hits a solo home run in the bottom of the second inning to take a 1-0 lead over the Hanshin Tigers for Yakult in the opening game at Jingu. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side by the left-handed batter. Hiroshima has failed to score in the first inning. And Chunichi at Nagoya Dome batting with runners at second and third. Fukudome at the plate. Here at Tokyo Dome, though, the Giants have bases loaded. Two out. Second-year rookie Kamei at the plate. Muta's next offering swung on and fouled off again. Kamei stays alive, keeping the count at 2-2. At Full Cast Stadium Miyagi, SoftBank Hawks score two in the first inning, which is answered one so f- and excuse me, with the Eagles answering with one so far in the bottom of the first. Matsunaka hit a two-run home run in the first for SoftBank, accounting for their two runs. Next pitch to Kamei fouled off to the right side. Sayaki fielding the ball in foul territory behind the bag. Count remains 2-2. At Chiba Marine Stadium, game between the Chibolote Marines and Cebu Lions tied 0-0 after one complete. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off again, this time to the left side. That's four foul balls in a row by Kamei. Battling hard with bases loaded. Young Kamei versus veteran Miura at Skymark Stadium. It's tied 0-0 after 1.5 innings between the Oryx Buffaloes and Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Next pitch up high, but swung on and fell back by Kamei, protecting anything coming close. Would have been ball three, but Kamei protecting the plate. We're still in the first inning here at Tokyo Dome. Giants having scored two, threatening for more. Bases loaded. 2-2 the count to number 8 batting, Kamei. Catcher set up low and outside. The pitch up and outside, but swung on and fouled off again. Actually up and over the outside part of the plate. Comes set. His 11th pitch to Kamei. Swung on and just fouled off up the third baseline. So after going 2-2, Kamei has fouled off 7 pitches in a row. Making Miura earn the out, if that's what he gets. Making Miura work here to get out of the inning. Miura has his sign. And the 12th offering. A slow curveball missing high and away. Ball three. Full count now to Kamei. Miura has thrown 43 pitches so far this inning. 27 strikes, 16 balls. Full count, bases loaded, and the pitch swung on and fell back. Kamei protecting the plate on the inside pitch there. Miura looks in for his sign. Has it. Comes set. Full count pitch again. Swung on and lined into right field. One bound in front of Kinjo. The throw is to third base. And the Giants have another run. Have another two runs, sorry. With the bases loaded and full count, the runners were going on the pitch. Lee scores from third base and Takahashi scores from second. Abe holds at second base on the line drive base hit by Kamei. So Kamei wins the battle. Giants take a 4-2 lead. And that'll bring up pitcher Uehara. Giants have said they wanted to have more timely hits, and they're getting them. A swing and foul back by Uehara. Pretty good cut by the pitcher. Lee and Kosaka chatting in the first base dugout. Teammates at Chiba and teammates again here at Tokyo. Next pitch is lifted to the right side. Kinjo comes jogging in and makes the catch in shallow right field to retire the side. But not before the Giants send 9 batters to the plate, scoring 4 of them. At the end of one complete, the Giants lead this one by a score of 4-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants bat all the way around in the first inning, taking a 4-0 lead over the Yokohama Bay Stars. Bay Stars here in the top of the second will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8, Taneda, Murata, and Aikawa. First pitch to Taneda is lifted to shallow left field. Left center field, and Kosaka going back, Nioka going back, Yoshinobu coming in, and the ball bounces off of Kosaka's glove, who covered a lot of ground just to get to the ball, which is on the third base side of second base. Ball bounces away from him to the left fielder, who comes up with the ball holding Taneda to first base. I'm not sure if that's scored a hit or an error quite yet. Nonetheless, next pitcher, Murata, comes up to the plate and he takes first pitch down the middle for a called strike one. Murata playing third base for the Bay Stars this evening. Throw over to first base. Tanada back standing up. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. Two quick strikes on Murata. Murata comes set. And the third offering in the dirt. Ball one, two strikes, one ball to count. Murata in his fourth year with the Bay Stars. 25 years old. Hit 24 homers last year. The next offering swung on and grounded through the left side. Base hit. So the Bay Stars, back-to-back base runners here in this second inning, hoping to get something going and get back into this game. And Miura has a helmet on and is heading up to the on-deck circle. As Aikawa comes up to the plate. Aikawa, WBC catcher for Team Japan. Hopefully Miura can do better from the second inning on. Start this game over again. First pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Next offering just misses outside, evening the count at 1-1. It appears that Taneda's hit, which was deflected off of Kosaka's glove, was ruled a base hit. Next pitch swung on and grounded to third base. Kokubo to second for one. The relay to first in time. Double play. Tanada moves to third. And we have two outs now with runner at third base. And pitcher Miura at the plate. First pitch in there for a called strike one. Uehara's second delivery swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Two quick strikes on the opposing pitcher Miura. With runners in scoring position, Miura's actually 3-for-12. And they're calling a balk on Uehara. The run comes in on a balk call. I'm not exactly sure why that was called a balk. I think that what happened was Uehara started to lift his arm as though to pitch and then stepped off the rubber. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. But not before a pair of base hits and a balk score the Yokohama's first run of the game. Yokohama Bay Stars' first run of the game. So after 1.5 innings now, Yokohama trails this one by a score of 1-4. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Yomiuri Giants get out to a 4-1 lead going here to the bottom of the second inning. They'll be sending up numbers 1, 2, and 3 for the second time in two innings. Shimizu, Kosaka, and Nioka. Shimizu stands in. Muta Daisuke on the mound for Yokohama. First pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Up the line. One quick strike on Shimizu. Left-handed batter facing the right-handed Muta. The second offering swung on and fouled off his foot. Ball rolling to the second baseman. So two quick strikes on Shimizu. Muta hoping to get a rhythm, something other than what he had the first inning. When he faced 9 Giants and gave up 4 runs. The third pitch swung on and fouled off. This one pulled up the first baseline. So Shimizu has fouled a couple of them off the lines. Shimizu drew a walk to lead off the bottom of the first inning. Next pitch is grounded to Taneda at second base. Shimizu running hard all the way, but still out by a step. One away. That'll bring up Kosaka. Kosaka has long been one of my favorite Marines. Wearing eyeglasses. First pitch misses low and inside. Ball one. Kosaka, one of the shorter players in the league. And the next offering, Kosaka squares to bunt, and I'm not sure if the umpire is calling that a strike or saying he didn't pull the bat back. Looked kind of high and outside, but maybe it got a piece. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two strikes, one ball, the count. Giants having made most of their four hits so far. The next offering swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder Koike comes in a couple steps, makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up shortstop Nioka. Nioka sacrificed his first at-bat. A long-time strategy for most Japanese managers has been get the first batter on in the first inning, sacrifice him to second. First pitch misses low and away, ball one. But the Giants here tonight drew a base on balls to lead off in the bottom of the first inning. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. Then Kosaka swung away, grounding the ball up the middle, putting runners at first and second, and then Hata called for the sacrifice bunt. Next pitch, grounded up the middle, Taneda makes a great play to get to the ball near the second base bag, turns, fires to first, Sayaki falls down, keeping a foot on the bag, and a fine play to make the catch by Sayaki, and the Giants are down in order here in the second inning. So we go to the third inning now, with the Giants continuing to lead this one by a score of 4-1. We're at Tokyo Dome tonight for the Central League opening day. Yomiuri Giants hosting the Yokohama Bay Stars here on Pro Yaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. In other games, Yakult went on to score 3 in the bottom of the second inning and continued to lead the Hanshin Tigers after 2.5, 3-0. Rakuten, in the bottom of the first inning, turned the game around against the SoftBank Hawks, and now lead after 2-3. Chibolote Marine scored 3 in the bottom of the second inning, and lead the Cebu Lions by a score of 3-0. And back at Tokyo Dome, it's leadoff batter Ishii leading off the third inning, and he takes first pitch for ball one. Ishii has 38 more hits to reach the big 2,000 plateau. Second offering in there for a called strike one. Ishii having a base hit, his first at bat. Next pitch, Ishii attempts a drag bunt, misses the ball. Strike two. When Ishii joined the Yokohama Taiyo Whales at the time, he joined as a pitcher, converted to shortstop after several years. Check swing foul. by Ishii. Count remains 2 strikes, 1 ball. And the next offering swung on and lifted to the left side. Left fielder Shimizu gives chase, but this is going over the netting and into the stands. Count remains 2 strikes, 1 ball. Uehara's next offering swung on and slapped foul into the stands to the left side. Ishii leading off the third inning for the Bay Stars, trailing by a score of 1-3. Next pitch, another check swing foul ball. Career 1,807 games, 1,962 hits, 89 home runs, 563 RBIs, 284 career average for Ishii. Next pitch swung on and hit to center field. Center fielder Takahashi Yoshinobu takes 2 steps back, 1 step forward, and makes a catch for out number one. That'll bring up left fielder Koike. Koike sacrificed his first at bat. First pitch in there for a called strike one. Doing the typical first batter in the first inning gets on, second batter sacrifices him. Next pitch called strike two on the inside part of the plate. Uehara's only thrown 37 pitches so far, 31 for strikes and only 6 for balls. Great control, and the next pitch catches the inside corner, called strike three. Koike down looking on 3 pitches. That'll bring up right fielder Kinjo. Uehara going after the batters. As I said, only 6 balls so far tonight. First pitch misses just outside, ball one to Kinjo. Next pitch swung on and lifted to shallow left center field. Nioka goes back and in front of Takahashi coming in makes the catch for out number three. So both teams down in order with their 1-2-3 batters this past inning, the bottom of the second and top of the third. Going to the bottom of the third, the Giants continue to hold on to a 4-1 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Giants send up Lee Takahashi and Kokubo. 4, 5, and 6 batters here in the bottom of the third inning. Lee takes first pitch up high for ball one. Lee's base hit through the drawn-in infield in the first inning scored the first two Giant runs, and Lee hits a towering fly ball deep to right field, and it's just foul. Man, that ball was gone from when it left the bat, but just right of the foul pole in right. Lee really got a hold of that pitch. Next pitch way up high, but Lee swinging for it and missing. Strike two. I think Lee got a little bit too much adrenaline there on that first hit. Next pitch, inside part of the plate, foul back. Lee's first at bat, though, two-run single to the right side of the drawn-in infield. Made that number three batter sacrifice hit really pay off. Next pitch swung on and lifted back and out of play. Count remains two strikes and a ball to Lee. As I said, many people don't really think that Lee's going to do well with the Giants, as so few foreigners do. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. But I'm sure Lee has his own idea. And so far what I've seen, he doesn't really look like the typical foreigner falling apart when they join the Giants. Next pitch fouled off to the first base coach. Lee finally started to live up to his potential last year with the Marines. Next pitch, fastball up high. Lee gives a big swing and fouls the ball back to the backstop. And if Lee can continue what he was doing during springtime, he could very well be the home run king of the Central League, especially in home run friendly Tokyo Dome. Next pitch misses up high, ball three. Count goes full to Lee as Lee battles Miura. Next pitch swung on and fouled off. That's 10 pitches so far to Lee. Miura's pitch count is getting way up there. And we're only in the third inning. Giants fouling off a lot of Miura's pitches. The 11th offering to Lee misses just outside, ball four. Miura still throwing more strikes than balls, but that's the third base on balls Muta's given up. That'll bring up Takahashi Yoshinobu, playing center field this year. First offering misses just outside, ball one. Takahashi singled in the first inning and came around to score on Kamei's base hit. Next pitch in there for a called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. Next offering swung on and hit deep to right field. This one staying fair, and it's gone. Home run by Takahashi Yoshinobu. The two-run shot puts the Giants up by a score of 6-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. And that's the first home run for a Giant in the 2006 season. High fives all around to the dugout. Throws a jab it into the stands. For those of you who don't know, a jab it is a giant rabbit. It's Giants, one of several of the Giants' little logos. First pitch to Kokomo. Slow curveball. Not exactly sure where it missed, but the umpire says it did. Maybe a little inside. Second offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. Takahashi, though, 2-for-2. Single, home run, 2 runs scored. Next pitch, and the first base umpire says Kokomo went around. Didn't look like it from this angle, but okay. Next pitch, Kokomo reaches out for the ball, lifts the ball to left center field. And it's Tamura coming over toward the left field line who makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Abe. Abe drew a base on balls in the first inning. Ooh, and a one-hop hits the umpire in the right leg. Looks like maybe a bit of a Charlie horse there. Umpire gets set, though. Next pitch lifted to the left side. It's Koike coming in a few steps, calling for the ball and making the catch for out number two. So after a leadoff base on balls, then a huge home run by Takahashi, Muta settles back down, getting Kokomo and Abe to fly out. That'll bring up Kamei. The first pitch, slow curveball misses outside, ball one. The second offering, swung on and lined up the right side, just foul. Kamei fouled off 8 pitches. After reaching a 2-2 count, and then finally on full count, lined the drive to right field, scoring 2. Next pitch in the dirt, going back to the backstop. 1 strike, 2 balls to count to Kamei. Kamei only played in 20 games with Ichigun last year, getting the starting right field spot here on opening day. Next pitch fouled off to the left side and out of play. Definitely a day to remember for the second year rookie. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt, swung on and missed. Aikawa picks the ball up, throws to first. K-1-3 to retire the third out of the inning, but not before Takahashi hits a huge 2-run home run to right At the end of three now, the Giants lead this one by a score of 6-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fourth inning with Yokohama sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Saiki, Tamura, and Taneda. Yokohama trails this one by a score of 1-6 now. Over at Full Cast Stadium Miyagi, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles add another run in the third inning as Fernandez hits a solo home run, increasing the Eagles' lead over the SoftBank Hawks by a score of 4-2. Yakult currently leads Hanshin by a score of 3-0. They're going to the bottom of the fourth now at Jingu. The first pitch to Saiki, called strike one on the inside corner. At Nagoya Dome, Chunichi and Hiroshima are locked 0-0 after 3.5 innings. Next pitch, called strike two to Saiki. And the third offering, called strike three. Saiki looking at three pitches as Uehara throwing nothing but strikes tonight. That's the second batter to go down on three pitches. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Oryx and Nippon Hammer scoreless as well. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side. First pitch, rather, to Tamura. Tamura struck out swinging his first at bat. That on three pitches by Uehara. Next pitch misses low and away, ball one. And Chibolote Marines continue to lead the Cebu Lions by a score of 3-1. Here at Tokyo Dome, Tamura, number 5 batter, second batter this inning. One strike, two balls to count to him. The fourth offering is lifted to the right side. Kame comes charging in, calls Kosaka off, and makes the catch in shallow right field for out number two. That'll bring up number 6 batter, second baseman Taneda. Lotte scores again in the third inning, and now leads Cebu by a score of 4-0. Uehara's first pitch to Taneda misses outside, ball one. Taneda's second offering swung on and fouled back. Abe watches the ball go over the backstop. Uehara coming up on his 50th pitch of the game. And the 50th pitch swung on and lined deep to left field, but foul. That's 40 strikes to 10 balls thrown by Uehara so far tonight. Uehara, high pace on the mound. Next pitch in the dirt. Tanada checks his swing for ball two. The appeal to first base verifies that, yes, he did. Hold up. And the next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Low pitch, Tanada protecting the plate. Count remains 2-2. Uehara's 2-2 offering swung on and lined to center field. Takahashi, a few steps toward the right field side, and he grabs the half liner, half line drive, half pop up, and we have three away. So Uehara retires the side for the third time in a row here in the fourth inning. And going to the bottom of the fourth, the Giants continue to lead this one by a score of 6-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Giants will be sending up number 9 batter, pitcher Uehara, to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning, leading by a score of 6-1. Uehara squares showing bunt, takes the pitch for called strike one. Uehara with a comfortable 5-run lead, probably not up there to really hit. Takes the next pitch low and away, ball one, 1-1. Muta has thrown 85 pitches so far. Next pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike two. And the next pitch in the dirt, taken by Uehara, evening the count at 2-2. Next offering swung on and grounded over Miura's head, fielded by shortstop Ishii, who throws to first base for out number one. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Shimizu with Kosaka to follow. The first offering to Shimizu just misses down low. Ball one. We have one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Giants leading by a score of 6-1. Second offering, grounded up the middle, through Miura's legs, but fielded by Ishii Takuro. Just left of the second base bag. The one-bound throw to first base, and Saeki digs the ball out of the dirt. Out number two. That was a little more exciting than it needed to be. For Yokohama fans, anyway. And that'll bring up Kosaka. Miura has now thrown 90 pitches. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning with two down, nobody on. First pitch to Kosaka, right down the middle for a called strike one. The second offering, slow curveball. Umpire says no, misses outside, evening the count at 1-1. Miura's slow curveball is this kind of looping motion. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Two strikes, one ball to count. Both of these pitchers have pretty good quick paces. But that first inning for the Giants batted for about a half hour. Maybe a little longer. Next offering in the dirt. Third base umpire says no, didn't swing. That evens the count at 2-2. Kosaka coming over to the Giants from the Chibolote Marines. Next offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Ishii Takuro into the hole, comes up with the ball, throws to first. In time for out number three. So here in the bottom of the third inning, three ground outs to Ishii at short. And after four complete, Miura has thrown 95 pitches, given up six runs, while only getting one. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Bay Stars send up numbers 7, 8, and 9 batters against Uehara. Murata takes the first pitch of the inning for a called strike one. Next offering, swung on and lifted to the right side. Kamei over toward the line in a few steps. And makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Aikawa. And And he lines the first pitch over Nioka and into left field for a base hit. That's the first Yokohama base runner since the second inning. And we'll be seeing a pinch hitter for Miura. 95 pitches, gave up 6 runs on 5 hits. Walked 3. And it's Fuduki coming up to pinch hit. Number 33, Fuduki, in his 8th year. He's swinging at the first pitch, grabs the ball weakly to third base. Kokobo comes in, up with the ball, throws to first base, but not in time. Fuduki beats it out for a infield base hit. Bay Stars with one out, back-to-back base hits. And we go back to the top of the order in shortstop Ishii Takedo. Yokohama trying to get something going here in the bottom of, or the top of the fifth inning. Trailing by a score of 6-1. First offering misses inside. Right to where Abe had set up. The next offering swung on and missed. Strike one. Ishii Takedo, 48 hits away from the big 2,000 mark for his career. Joined Mei Kyukai. Abe sets up low and away. The pitch comes inside, and it's lined over the second baseman's head into right field. And Aikawa holds at third base as Kamei comes up with the ball. And the bases are loaded for Yokohama here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Three base hits in a row for Yokohama. Looking like the Hama machine gun offense of many years gone by. Yokohama, in their championship year of 1998, would put together just one or two innings where just hit. Making a number of big innings with a lot of little hits. Nonetheless, left fielder Koike comes up next with the bases loaded and one out. Giant ace Uehara on the mound. First pitch in there for a called strike one. Come on, Koike. Uehara's only throwing strikes. Be ready. The second offering swung on and lined foul out of play to the left side. Two strikes, no balls to count to Koike. Bases loaded, one out. Next pitch misses outside. Two strikes, one ball the count. Koike struck out looking on three pitches last time up to bat. The fourth pitch swung on and lifted foul and out of play to the left side. Bay Stars finally making Uehara work. The next offering swung on in line to left center. Coming in is left fielder Shimizu. Up with the ball, throws home. And Uehara cuts the ball off before reaching home plate. It's Murata. No, not Murata. Aikawa scoring on the sacrifice fly to left. For the second out of the inning, that'll bring up Kinjo. Both the other runners held at first and second. Kinjo so far has fouled out to third and flown out to shortstop and takes the first pitch here for strike one. With runners in scoring position last year, Kinjo batted .357. Versus Uehara, he's 5-for-10. And the first pitch is lifted to center field, but this is well within Takahashi's range. Moves over just a few steps toward left and makes the catch for out number three. So the Bay Stars, here in the bottom of the fifth inning, put together a mini rally, scoring one as Miura heads to the showers, trailing by a score of 2-6. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Yokohama Bay Stars send Kato Takeharu to the mound. He'll be facing numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Nioka, Lee, and Takahashi, here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Last year, Kato, mainly used in middle relief, was 4-6, had a 3.29 ERA. The first pitch to Nioka, curveball in there for a called strike one. Appeared in 46 games last season. The next offering swung on and missed. Strike two. And Nioka's third offering, Kato's third offering, and Nioka fails to check his swing. Strike three swinging. So, three pitches and a strikeout for Kato. Here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Lee Sonyop. Korean television channel SBS setting up a booth at Tokyo Dome this year to broadcast Giants games live to Korea. The first pitch to Lee misses up high, ball one. Nippon Ham breaks through in the fifth inning to take a 1-0 lead over Onyx at Skymark Stadium. Next pitch called strike one on the outside corner to Lee. Next offering swung on and missed, strike two. And Cebu scores four runs against Lotte in the top of the fourth inning at Chiba Marine Stadium. Still batting in the fourth inning. Tying that one up 4-4. Next offering swung on and lifted foul to the left side and out of play. Nakten has added another two insurance runs at Full Cast Stadium Miyagi against the SoftBank Hawks and lead by a score of 6-2 after four complete. At Nagoya Dome, Chunichi and Hiroshima are still knotted at zeros after 4.5. And the next pitch is lifted deep to right field. This one's in there. Haita! Home run for Lee Sonyop. Lee's first home run of the 2006 season and first official home run in a Giant uniform. This puts the Giants up by a score of 7-2. So with one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Lee adds another insurance run for the Giants. A huge home run to right field. That brings up Takashi Yoshinobu, who homered to right his last at bat. Takes first pitch high and away for ball one. Kato's second offering misses, I guess, maybe high. Ball two. No strike, two balls to count. Yakult continues to lead Hanshin by a score of 3-1 after five complete at Jingu Kyujo. Next pitch in there for a called strike one to Takahashi Yoshinobu. Two for two so far today. Scored twice. Hit a two-run home run. The next offering misses just outside. Ball three. One strike, three balls. Now the count. And the next offering, grounder to the first base side. Sayaki has trouble keeping a hold of the ball. Finally picks the ball up, shovels it to Kato covering just barely in time to get Yoshinobu coming up the line for the second out. Sayaki had a really hard time getting a handle on that ball. He bobbled it a couple of times, finally scooped it up to Kato covering. Just barely beating out Takahashi. That brings up former Daiei Hawk, Kokubo. First pitch misses inside for ball one. Kokubo came to the Giants on a very strange trade. The Daiei Hawks, predecessors of SoftBank Hawks. Next pitch fouled off to the left side. Had Kokubo on their roster, and Kokubo pretty much missed a full year with an injury. And then all of a sudden, he was traded to the Giants for absolutely nothing in return. This being just as he was getting well. And the next offering, line deep to left field and off the wall. Koike fields the bound off the wall. And Kokubo, having taken a big turnaround first base, heads back. So Kokubo lines the third pitch off the left field wall, left center wall, for a very long single. That'll bring up catcher Abe. Abe so far has walked and flown out to left. Left-handed batter facing right-handed pitcher Kato. Takes first pitch inside, ball one. Kato coming in relief of Miura this inning. Miura coming out for pinch hitter Furuki. In the top of the fifth. Next pitch in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1 to Abe. Giants one run so far here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The home run coming on Lee's huge home run to right. No worries about that one slicing foul. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls. Giants leading by a score of 7-2. The The next offering, called strike two. Up and over the outside part of the plate. Evening the count at 2-2. To the Giants catcher, Abe. Kato threw 46 games for the Bay Stars last season, third most for the team. Next pitch swung on, fouled up the first base side, past the first base coach. Count remains 2-2. Kokubo's hit finally evens the score with the hit total for the Giants. 7 runs on 7 hits now. They've been aided by a couple of walks who came around to score. Next pitch grounded to the other way to Ishii at short, who fields the ball, throws to first base in time for out number 3. But not before Lee Sonyeop hits his first home run as a Giant, putting the Giants up by a score of 7-2. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've finished 5 innings here at Tokyo Dome. Giants lead this one by a score of 7-2. The Giants scored 4 runs in the first inning, batting around there. Shimizu led off with a base on balls. Kosaka followed with a single up the middle. Then Nioka sacrificed the 2 runners along. Lee grounded a ball through the drawn-in infield to score the first 2 runs. Takahashi lined the single to the left. Kokubo fouled out. Then Abe drew a base on balls to load the bases to set the table for Kamei's line drive single to right, scoring 2 more. Here in the top of the 6th inning, Sayaki leads off, taking the first pitch from Uehara down low for ball 1. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side, evening the count at 1-1. Bay Stars struck back in the 2nd inning with a pair of singles. Next pitch swung on and fouled off, strike 2. A double play and then a balk called against Uehara to plate the first Bay Star run. Next offering swung on and lifted deep to right field. Camego's back on the warning track, makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Tamura. The Giants then, in the bottom of the third inning, leading 4-1 at the time, had Lee lead off with a base on balls, and Takahashi hit a two-run home run, putting the Giants up by a score of 6-1 at the time. First pitch to Tamura. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Bay Stars answered with one in the fifth inning with three singles in a row by Aikawa, pinch hitter Furuki, and Ishii. Next offering lifted to the left side, and it's left fielder Shimizu coming across to make the catch for out number two. That'll bring up second baseman Taneda. Koike had then followed with a sacrifice fly to left, making the score 6-2. There in the fourth inning, or fifth inning rather. The first pitch to Taneda is swinged in line deep but foul. Strike one to Taneda. Then in the bottom of the fifth, Giants Lee leads off the with one out, hits a towering home run to right, put the Giants up 7-2. Next pitch, a big swing and a miss by Taneda. Two strikes, no balls to count. Uehara very effective on the mound, throwing pretty much nothing but strikes. Next offering swung on, foul back. Count remains two strikes, no balls. Uehara so far has struck out two batters on three pitches. Actually, three batters on three pitches, including the pitcher. Next pitch fouled away. Count remains two strikes, no balls to Taneda. Uehara has five strikeouts overall. Next pitch fouled back. Oh no, ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count to Taneda. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. First baseman Lee gives chase, but this ball goes into the stands. Two strikes, one ball remains the count. If you'd like to call in during the game, you can reach me at Skype or via Skype at ProYakuLive, all one word. Next pitch misses low, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. If you have some commentary to add to the game, you're more than welcome. The next pitch is lined into the corner in left field and just foul. That was looking like it was going to be trouble for Shimizu, who had a long run to get there. For Taneda, in 2000, he set a record of 11 straight pinch hits. Pinch hit hits? Next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Kosaka up with the ball, rather. And throws him out for out number three. So a lot of pitches for Uehara this inning. But it's a three up, three down inning. Yet again. At the end of five and a half now. The Giants continue to lead this one by a score of 7-2. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Bay Stars send out their third pitcher of the night, number 46, Sakumoto. Sakumoto will be facing numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the Giants order, Kamei, Uehara, and Shimizu. In 2005, Sakumoto only threw in one game. Threw one complete inning. Gave up four hits for four runs and a 36 ERA. 36 even ERA. Kamei, a second-year rookie, did a big job in the first inning. Two-run single to right with two down and bases loaded. The first pitch by the left-handed Sakumoto misses outside for ball one. The Hanshin Tigers score two runs in the top of the sixth inning at Jingu Kyujo and now trail by 1-2-3 under the Yakult Swallows. Next pitch to Kamei, called strike one. One and one the count. Next offering, and Kamei bunts the ball up the first baseline, but it rolls foul just before reaching the bag. Two strikes, one ball now the count. It was a good drag bunt by Kamei. Looks like he has some speed. At Nagoya Dome, they're still knotted at zeros after five complete. Chunichi and Hiroshima. SoftBank scores one in the top of the fifth inning against Rakuten at Full Cast Stadium Miyagi. But Rakuten holding on to a 6-3 lead, looking for their first win of the 2006 season. Next offering misses way outside to Kamei, evening the count at 2-2. Seibu with a big six-run fourth inning takes over the lead at Chiba Marine Stadium, now leading by a score of 6-4 in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch misses outside, ball three, and the count is full to Kamei. Nippon Ham holding on to a run lead at Skymark Stadium in Kobe against the Oryx Buffaloes, as that one's 1-0. Next offering misses low and away, ball four. And leadoff base on balls have cost the Bay Stars 2 runs so far this game. We'll see what it costs them here. Next up is pitcher Uehara. Uehara will definitely be up there to sacrifice the runner along. Yokohama really doesn't have many left-handed relief pitchers. Throw over to first base. Kamei's back. Standing up. Uehara showing bunt all the way. The first pitch bunted up the first base side, but off his foot. So even though the ball rolls into fair territory, it's called a foul ball quickly by the home plate umpire. If you have any comments about the play-by-play here on Pro Yaku Live, please feel free to send me some email at live@markjapanesebaseball.com. Next pitch misses up and away. Ball one. 1-1 the count to the giant pitcher. Sakamoto comes set on the mound for Yokohama. Third offering, bunted up the first base side. Sayaki fields the ball, throws to Taneda covering. And the sacrifice is complete. One away, runner at second base. That brings us to the top of the order in Shimizu. Shimizu so far drew a walk in the first inning, later scored, grounded out to second, and grounded out to short. Sakamoto, nervous with the runner at second base, steps off the mound. Sakamoto comes set. The first pitch to Shimizu in there for a called strike one. Shimizu holds the record for most hits by a Giant in a season with 191. Next pitch taken inside for ball one. Which he did in, was it 2000 or 2002? Shimizu steps out of the batter's box here. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to the leadoff hitter for the Giants. Shimizu hit 191 hits in 2002. That set the record for most hits by a Giant. The ball club record. The next offering misses outside. Appeal to the third base umpire says no, he didn't swing. Evening the count at 2-2. We're at Tokyo Dome. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Giants leading this one by a score of 7-2. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side, and Ishii Takano misjudges the bounce. The ball bounces past him and into left field. I'm not exactly sure how Ishii missed that, but it goes as a single to left, moving Kamei to third base. And that'll bring up Kosaka. Lotte comes up with one in the bottom of the fourth inning, but still trails Seibu by a score of 6-5 after four complete at Chiba Marine Stadium. The first pitch to Kosaka is slapped to left field, a fly ball deep. That'll be deep enough to score the run. Left fielder Koike throws the ball in as Kamei touches up at third base. And Kamei scores the eighth Giant run of the game. So a sacrifice fly by Kosaka puts the Giants up 8-2. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now with two out. And shortstop Nishioka at the plate. Nishioka takes first pitch for ball one. Next offering, Nishioka fails to hold up, evening the count at 1-1. kind of excuse me swing there. After Hanshin scored two in the top of the sixth, Yakult answered with one run, re-increasing their lead to two runs, leading after six complete, 4-2. Nioka takes the third pitch for a ball, and the fourth pitch fouled off and out of play to the right side, evening the count up again, 2-2. Giants batting in the bottom of the sixth inning, leading 8-2. Next offering, swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. Count remains 2-2 to Nioka. The next offering misses low and away. Ball three. Full count now to Nioka. This is the second batter this inning that Sakamoto has gone to a full count with. And the Shobu pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Ishii Takedo up with the ball, throws to first in time to retire the side. So the leadoff base on balls comes back to haunt the Bay Stars again, as a hit and a sacrifice fly score the run. And sacrifice flies for the run. Okay. Nonetheless, that retires the side. The Giants add another run here in the bottom of the sixth inning and take an 8-2 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. First pitch by Uehara to Murata, number 7 batter for the Bay Stars, is in the dirt, taken for ball 1. We're in the Bay Stars' lucky 7. And the next pitch, called strike 1. Low and over the outside part of the plate. And the third pitch, Uehara throwing fast, is grounded to Kokobo at third base, who's up with the ball, and throws first for out number 1. Uehara throwing at a very quick pace here in the top of the seventh inning. That'll bring up catcher Aikawa with pitcher spot coming up after that. The first offering to Aikawa, big swing and a miss, strike one. The next offering swung on and fouled back and out of play. Two quick strikes on Aikawa. Uehara into the windup, and the third offering misses way up high. Ball one, two strikes, one ball. Uchikawa swinging a bat on deck. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball two, evening the count at 2-2. Looked like Abe really wanted that call. Uehara's thrown 70 strikes to 19 balls, 89 pitches so far. Next pitch, and Aikawa reaches for the ball, poking the ball toward right field, but right fielder Kamei has him perfectly played. Doesn't need to take a step to make the catch in right for out number two. That'll bring up pinch hitter Uchikawa, I believe. Yes, it's officially announced now. Uchikawa, number two, pinch hitting for pitcher Sakamoto. Takes first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. Next offering lifted high and back over the backstop. And two quick strikes on Uchikawa. Uehara is a strike throwing machine tonight. Opening day for the Central League. Pacific League opened last Saturday. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Uchikawa stays alive here with two strikes, no balls. Uehara into the windup. Next offering misses low and away. Ball one. With all the strikes that Uehara has been throwing, it wouldn't be unusual to have an umpire call anything close a strike, and Uehara is nibbling, trying to nibble there. Next pitch, grounded to Kokobo at third base, up with the ball, throws to first in time, and the side is retired in order again. How many times does that make it? One, two... four times. Uehara has retired the side in order 4 out of 7 times tonight. And going to the Giants, lucky seven, continues to lead this one by a score of 8-2. Yeah. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants lead this one by a score of 8-2, going to the Giants' lucky 7, the bottom half of the 7th inning. The Chiba-Hiroshima game at Nagoya Dome still tied 0-0. Kuroda and Kawakami facing each other in a real pitcher's duel there. Here at Tokyo Dome, though, Lee Sonyop will be leading off the 7th inning. Takes first pitch way inside, bailing out of there for ball 1. On the mound for Yokohama is number 41, Miki. Next pitch misses way outside, ball 2. Miki hasn't come near the strike zone. Next ball misses in the dirt, ball 3. No, that's Kishimoto. I have the Giants roster up. Okay. Number 41, Kishimoto, new pitcher for the Bay Stars. Next pitch, just misses outside, ball 4. So on 4 pitches, Lee walks for the second time this game. Lee has scored all 3 times he's reached base, which has been all 3 times he's been to the plate. Up until now, he singled in the first inning, came around to score on Kame's base hit. He reached on a base on balls to be driven in by Takahashi, who's now up, who hit a home run, and Lee homered his 3rd at bat. First pitch to Takahashi misses inside, ball 1. That's 5 straight balls by Kishimoto. Lee taking a lead off of first base. Second offering in there for a called strike 1. Finally, Kishimoto comes over for a strike. And the next pitch down the middle, called strike 2. Did Takahashi-san think that he wasn't going to throw a strike, maybe? Takahashi with a single home run and a ground out to first so far today. Next offering fouled off. Back toward the backstop. 2 strikes, 1 ball remains the count on Takahashi. With runner at first, nobody out here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Giants leading by a score of 8-2. The next offering swung on and slapped foul the other way to the left side. Takahashi protecting the plate. And the next offering swung on and missed. Strike 3. Takahashi goes down swinging for the first out of the 7th inning for the Giants. That'll bring up Kokubo, Giants team captain. Giants often adopt team captains who have come over from other ball clubs. Ochiai was the team captain after he came over from the Dragons. First pitch to Kokubo, misses low and inside, ball one. Then Kiyohara coming over from the Lions. Next offering, misses low and inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Kiyohara now with Oryx. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. One strike, two balls the count. Kiyohara moving over to the Pacific League. Seems to have sparked quite a bit of interest. Kiyohara, of course, being in the newspaper almost daily. And the next offering just misses inside to Kokubo. One strike, three balls to count. Lee led off this inning, drawing a base on balls on four pitches. Takahashi then struck out. Kokubo now, one strike, three balls. Kishimoto on the mound for the Bay Stars. Next pitch swung on and pulled foul up the third baseline. Kokubo in his 13th year as a professional. And the next pitch is way outside, ball four. So Lee heads over to second base while Kokubo takes first. On a free pass, the second base on balls given up by Kishimoto this inning. That'll bring up catcher Abe. And we have a pinch runner. Kuroda comes in to pinch run for Kokubo. And the first pitch to Abe swung on and missed. Strike one. Abe fishing for that one. Kuroda wearing number 45 on his uniform. Next offering, called strike two to Abe. Just catching the outside corner. Lee at second base. Pinch runner Kuroda at first. One out, Abe at the plate for the Giants here in the bottom of the seventh inning, leading this one by a score of 8-2. And the next pitch by Kishimoto just misses outside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. At Jingu, after seven complete, the Yakult Swallows continue to lead the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 4-2. Next pitch called, strike three looking. Abe goes down looking for out number two. That'll bring up right fielder Kamei. Kamei. I think that's where the emphasis should be. Kamei. Kamei had a big hit in the first inning, fouling off eight pitches before delivering a two-run single to right with bases loaded and two out. this second-year rookie looks like he's going to have a good season. And he's swinging at the first pitch, and it bounces just in front of Tamura in center field. Lee rounds third, heads home, and there's nobody covering second, and Kamei slides in safely in front of center fielder Tamura, who's running for second base. A bloop double to center field, scoring Lee from second, putting the Giants up by a score of 9-2. And base on balls hurt the Bay Stars yet again. Next up, Uehara with two down, runners at second and third. Takes first pitch for a ball. Second pitch also misses up high, ball two. Kishimoto looking like he might walk the opposing pitcher to load the bases. The third offering in there for a called strike one. Runners at second and third, two down. Starting pitcher Uehara at the plate. Giants leading by a score of 9-2. Next pitch misses up high, ball three. Catcher Aikawa looks into the third base dugout for some assistance. This rookie Kamei is really looking good for the Giants. Aggressive base runner. Next pitch, high and tight. Ball four. Kishimoto walks the opposing pitcher. The third base on balls given up here in the seventh inning. And that brings up Shimizu with the bases loaded. Shimizu so far has walked and scored in the first. Grounded out to second, grounded out to short, and singled to left. Giants up 9-2, looking to add some more. First pitch hits Shimizu. And Shimizu takes first base. Everybody coming around. Oshidashi hit by pitch. Kishimoto has no control whatsoever. Although he has managed to get two strikeouts this inning. How has he done that? Bases still loaded. Giants up 10-2 now. And that brings up Kosaka. First offering called strike one. A mercy strike by the umpire? Looked kind of high to me, but I guess we'll take it. Next offering, a high grounder to the left side. Ishii Takedo throws to first, and the speedy Kosaka just misses out. As the high bounding ground ball to Ishii almost hung up there long enough. But not quite. That retires the side, but not before the Giants score two more. Both runners reaching base on bases on balls. A double in front of the center fielder by Kamei. And a Oshidashi hit by pitch to Shimizu. Puts the Giants up by a score of 10-2. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome, where the Giants are running away with this opening day game against the Yokohama Bay Stars by a score of 10-2 after 7 complete. Miura was chased after just 4 innings. Kato, Sakamoto, and Kishimoto have all failed to hold the Giants the last 3 innings. Nonetheless, the Bay Stars will be sending up the top of the order, Ishii, Koike, and Kinjo, here in the 8th inning to face Giant starter Uehara. Ishii takes first pitch at his feet in the dirt for ball 1. Uehara into the windup, and the second offering swung on and lined up the right field side, but foul just past the excite seats. The excite seats are a little caged-in area, well, caged in by about a 1-meter-high wall with no net at field level. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. 2 strikes, 1 ball to count. Giants introduced the excite seats last year. At Nagoya Dome, still 0-0 after 7 complete. Next pitch grounded to the first baseman. Lee tosses the ball to covering Uehara in time for out number 1. That'll bring up left fielder Koike. Toyota warming up in the bullpen for the Giants. The first pitch to Koike is lined deep to right field, but just in front of the warning track. Kamei grabs the ball for out number 2. So 5 pitches, 2 outs for Uehara here in the top of the 8th inning. Toyota warming up for the Giants in the bullpen. He coming over to the Giants from the Cebu Lions last year. Giants collecting many veteran ball players. First pitch to Kinjo, fouled off to the right side. Luckton adds 4 more in the 6th inning. to take a 10-3 lead. And Kinjo gives the ball a ride, but not deep enough. It's Kamei in right field again, right at the warning track, who brings in the ball for out number three. So another easy 1-2-3 inning, the fifth for Uehara tonight. And the Bay Stars are down to their final three outs. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Giants continue to lead this one by a score of 10-2. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Giants leading this one by a score of 10-2. New pitcher for the Bay Stars is number 28, Hata. Hata, in 14 appearances last season, had a 1-1 record through 28 innings. 28 and one-third innings, rather. Gave up 16 runs, all of them earned, for a 5.08 ERA. Struck out 9 while walking 11. Judging by how walks have hurt the Bay Stars tonight, I certainly hope his strikeout-to-walk ratio is better than that tonight. Or this season. I'll settle with this season. Nonetheless, Nioka, Lee, and Takahashi will be facing Hata this inning for the Giants. And Hata's first offering misses low and away to Nioka. Ball one. At Jingu Kyujo, the Hanshin Tigers have scored one in the eighth inning, cutting Yakult's lead to one. Hanshin trails that one 4-3 now in the bottom of the eighth. Next pitch called, strike one to Kokubo, evening the count at 1-1. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two strikes, one ball the count to the Giants shortstop. Looking at that pitching duel there at Nagoya Dome makes me wish that's the game I had covered tonight. Next pitch called, strike three. Down the middle, nice pitch by Hata. That's one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Next up, Lee. Lee is 2-for-2. A single base on balls, home run, and another base on balls, and he has scored every time. 4 runs scored. 1 RBI so far today. Takes first pitch, low and away for ball one. While so many foreign players moving to the Giants have failed, Lee seems bent on succeeding, especially looking at this first game of the season. Next pitch fouled off and out of play to the left side. Kuroda has given away to Yokoyama for Hiroshima at Nagoya Dome, and Kawakami given away for Okamoto. As the two teams continue to shut each other out. Next pitch misses high and inside. One strike, two balls to Lee. Knocked in after six complete. Lead SoftBank by a score of 10-3. Next pitch misses just a little inside. Lee backing out of it. One strike, three balls to count. Cebu, their six-run fourth inning holding up against Lotte at Chiba Marine Stadium, leading 6-5. Next pitch swung on and lifted to the left side into the corner. Left fielder Koike goes into the corner, but the ball hits up on the wall. Uncaught, foul. As I was saying, Cebu continues to lead Chiba Marines by a score of 6-5. That after six complete at Chiba Marine Stadium. Nippon Ham continues to lead Oryx 1-0 at Skymark Stadium in Kobe. Next pitch lifted to the left side. Third baseman Murata gives chase, but this ball goes into the stands. Count remains full to Lee. And here at Tokyo Dome, the Giants lead the Bay Stars by a score of 10-2. Next pitch misses high and away, ball four. And Lee draws his third base on balls of the game. Scoring every other time he's reached base, which has been every other time he's been up to bat. Base on balls have really hurt the Bay Stars tonight. Next up, Takahashi Yoshinobu. Takahashi has singled, hit a two-run home run, grounded out to first, and struck out swinging. He swings and misses big at the first pitch here. Looks like he was going fishing there on a low and outside pitch. The next offering swung on and grounded up the middle past Hata, who tried to stab at the ball, and into center field for a base hit. So Takahashi is 3-for-5 tonight. Lee moves over to second base. Two bases away from scoring his fifth time of the evening. That brings up Kuroda. Yes, Kuroda stayed in the game for Kokubo after pinch running for him in the seventh inning. So this will be Kuroda's first at bat this game. And he takes first pitch inside for ball one. The second offering misses outside ball two. Kuroda Corona, wearing number 45 for the Giants. In his 14th year, really hasn't had much playing time for the Giants. Lifts the next pitch into shallow left field. The runners only go halfway as the ball drops in between Ishii and Koike for a bloop single. And the Giants have bases loaded with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Another big chance for the Giants. And of course, Lee, now 90 feet away yet again. That brings up catcher Abe, who is hitless tonight. He's drawn a base on balls, flown out to left, grounded out to short, and struck out looking. Looking for his first hit of the year. Takes first pitch for a called strike one, though. Abe in his sixth year. Brought stability to the catcher's position after several years of instability at that spot for the Giants. Fouls the next pitch off. Two strikes, no balls to count to Abe. The Giants had gone through a spell where they couldn't decide on a permanent catcher. But once Abe came in, he's really done the job for him while he hasn't been hurt. Next pitch, grounded up the middle and through into center field, base hit, one run in. And the throw home is wide. But the runner holds at third base as the ball didn't get that deep into center field before Tamuro came up throwing. So Lee scores for the fifth time tonight. And the Giants take an 11-2 lead. And that'll bring up right fielder Kamei. Uehara getting the bat. Looks like he's going to be throwing a complete game tonight with a comfortable 11-2 run lead. First pitch to Kamei, called strike one on the inside corner. Kamei, a two-run single to right, his first at bat with bases loaded and two out. Battled the count full with eight foul balls. The second offering swung on and lifted to left center field. The center fielder Tamura catches the ball, throws the ball to third base. Not in time as runners touch up. And the Giants take a 12-2 lead. So Kamei, a sacrifice fly, drives in his fourth RBI of the game. And Uehara will be batting for himself here, leading by 12, it should be. The TV is showing the score to be 2-11. Did I miss a run somewhere? Oh, now it says 12. Okay. The next offering called strike was that strike one or strike two? The score being wrong had thrown me off. Strike two. And the next pitch, Uehara looking at the ball down the middle, called strike three looking for the final out. But Uehara just wants to get back on that mound and shut out the Bay Stars. Or shut down the Bay Stars. So we're going to the top of the ninth inning. Bay Stars down to their last three outs, trailing by a score of 2-12. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Uehara going the distance for the Giants here on opening day. He has a 12-2 lead over the Bay Stars, with the Stars sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Saiki, Tamura, and Taneda. First pitch to Saiki, misses low and away for ball one. Of the three, only Taneda has reached base. A single to left center in the second inning. Next pitch in there for a called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. And the next offering swung on and hit deep to left field. Left fielder goes back. Shimizu plays the ball off the wall. And Saiki goes sliding into second ahead of the throw with a double. Bay Stars lead off double here in the ninth inning. And that'll bring up center fielder Tamura. Uehara on opening day is 1-3 with no decisions in either 2004 or 2005. They first offer to Tamura and he swings and misses pitch. Low and over the outside part of the plate. Tamura so far struck out swinging, flown out to right and flown out to left. Next pitch misses inside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next offering misses down low. Ball two. Uehara not behind in the count very often tonight. Been throwing a lot of strikes. Next offering swung on and missed. Strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains 2-2. Giants up 12-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Runner at second base, nobody out. And the next pitch is lifted to the right side. Kamei comes in, makes the catch, and Saiki holds at second base. Tamura, the first out of the inning. That'll bring up second baseman Taneda. Base starts down to their final two outs. The first pitch to Taneda swung on and lifted to the right side, and it's a replay of the previous pitch. Right fielder Kamei makes the catch, throws the ball right back in, and Saiki holds at second base. We now have two away, runner at second base, and third baseman Murata coming to the plate. Hiroshima has failed to score in the eighth inning. Going to the bottom of the eighth at Nagoya Dome, they remain, Hiroshima and Chunichi remain knotted at zeros. First pitch, Murata fails to hold up. Strike one. The second offering misses up high, evening the count at 1-1. Giants playing aggressive baseball in the early innings and long ball in later innings. This ball lifted to the left side. Shimizu, a long run, comes over to the line and takes the ball in for out number three. And that's the ball game. The Yomiuri Giants here on opening day defeat the Yokohama Bay Stars by a score of 12-2. For the Yokohama Bay Stars, it was 2 runs on 8 hits, no errors. Yomiuri Giants, 12 runs on 12 hits, no errors. Uehara threw the distance for the Yomiuri Giants. For the Bay Stars, Miura started through 4 innings, gave up 6 runs. Kato then threw the 5th inning, giving up 1 run. Sakamoto gave up 1 run in the 6th. Kishimoto gave up 2 runs in the 7th. And Hata gave up 2 runs in the 8th. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this evening. It's been a pleasure to host the game. And I hope that you can come back and tune in more as the season goes on. So, from Tokyo Dome, this is Michael Westbay signing off. The opener, Yomiuri Giants 12, Yokohama 2.